You're listening to the Gulam Institute podcast series, The Rawi Gems, by Mufti Hussain Kamani. Gulam is pleased to announce the Hadith Intensive, an immersive study into the science of Hadith and Sunnah. For more information, visit gulaminstitute.org/hadith. And Jazakallah khair for listening.
Alhamdulillah, today in the Tarawih recitation, we recited Surah Maryam. And in the opening verses of Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares a very beautiful story of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name of Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam was one of the prophets from Bani Israel. And he was a devoted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like all prophets of Allah. You know, regarding his simplicity, the Mufassirin, they say that he was a carpenter. And by trade, he would work with his hands and build things and then bring income home to provide for his family. So, in the earlier part of the Qur'an, we read a story in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the story off there. I wanted to start from there and then we'll continue with Surah Maryam. Maryam alayhi salam was a young girl whose father had passed away. And her mother had made an intention that she would devote her daughter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the legal male guardian to watch over her while she served her time in the masjid was Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam used to pass by every so often, visit her, take care of her, look after her. One day when Zakariya alayhi salam came to meet her, he realized that she had some fruit there that was out of season. So he asked her that, "How did you get this fruit out of season?" She said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave it to me. So at that moment, Zakariya alayhi salam had a reflection. He thought to himself that she has fruit out of season, so it's possible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also give me a child out of season. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings a story to Surah Maryam. That how does the story start off? How does the ayah start off? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "There was a servant of mine, Zakariya, who was very old. Washta ala ra'su shayba. His hair on his head had all gone white. And he was a very weak person. And the one thing that he grieved most was that he had no inheritor. That after he died, after he was to pass away, no one would continue his legacy. His family would come to an end, his lineage would come to an end. And this is something that grieved him day and night." So after this incident with Maryam alayhi salam, he went to his mihrab, his private place of worship. And he walked inside there, and quietly he started his salah and started praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his heart, he made an intention that tonight I will ask Allah for something that I want the most. I will ask Allah for a child. And he raised his hands and he began to make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiya." He was too shy to make the dua loudly because if people heard him making dua for a child, they would laugh at him. They would laugh at him. So very silently, he started asking Allah, "Ya Allah, I want a child." And it was under his breath, he was asking Allah, "Oh Allah, give me a child." And Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir, he says that he was so into his dua that he started crying. And the only thing that he kept repeating in his dua was, "Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord." And then at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded back to him by saying, "Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. Oh my servant, I'm here, what do you want?" So he said, "Ya Allah, give me a child. Yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Ya'qub. Who will be my inheritor and the inheritor of the family of Ya'qub alayhi salam." And that inheritance he was talking about wasn't wealth, because prophets don't inherit wealth. He's talking about prophethood. I want a child who will be a prophet. He made a very special dua at a very special time with a deep part of his heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a child who isn't just a normal child. Allah says, "You know what, we're going to give you a child. Not only are we going to give you the child," Allah says, "I will name the child myself. His name will be Yahya." So Zakariya alayhi salam is so excited. He's about to leave his mihrab and announce to everyone. Allah says, "Wait, one thing though. For 3 days, you can't tell anyone anything with your mouth. Just make gestures with your hands." So Zakariya alayhi salam, he exits his mihrab and he's excited to tell everyone that's outside that I'm having a child, but he can't speak with his mouth. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ أَن سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. So he began to make gestures to them with his hands that, "Oh my people, it's time to glorify Allah every morning and every evening." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Zakariya alayhi salam with a child. Now one thing very interesting, the scholars, they mention that Maryam alayhi salam, she became pregnant around the same time in which Zakariya alayhi salam's wife became pregnant. They were actually pregnant at the same time. And some of Mufassirin go as far as saying that the age difference between Yahya alayhi salam and Zakariya alayhi salam was only 6 months apart. Only 6 months apart. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this existence.
Isa
alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, right? 6 months apart. Now here Yahya alayhi salam comes into the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says regarding Yahya, Ya Yahya khudil kitaba biquwa wa atina al-hukma sabiyya, that we gave him wisdom at a young age. So the scholars say when Allah says that we gave him wisdom at a young age, what that means is that he had this very deep understanding of things from a very young age. Some scholars say that this young age Allah is talking about was when he was 3 years old. Some scholars say it was when he was 7 years old. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi regarding himself says that when I was 7 years old, I began to perceive the reality of things. And that's when a new phase of my life started, when a child hits the age of seven, a very important part in a child's life. So when he is 7 years old, he becomes very deep. And he's so deep that when the children would come and ask him to come and play with them, he would say, this is not why Allah sent me to the world. Maybe you were sent for this reason, not me. And Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّةً. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration, whichever person learns to read the Quran before he reaches the age of maturity, he is the person who Allah says regarding him in the Quran, وَآتَيْنَا الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّةً, that we have given him maturity at a very young age. The one who learns to read the Quran before ikhtilam, before he reaches the age of maturity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding him, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَى. He was a very soft person. He was such a soft person that the historians say regarding him that from a young age, when it would come time for him to eat, he would go and eat with the animals. He would gather the animals together, he would sit them down, and he would eat with them. He was soft to every person around him. The word hanan, you know, offspin off the word hanan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his attributes is hanan. Ya hanan, ya manan. There's a famous tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be a person who will be in the fire of hell for 70 years. And he will be in the fire of hell being punished for 70 years, and he will be squashed underneath a boulder. And he will make dua to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear the dua, and he will tell his angels, go and bring that person out of the fire of hell. The angels will begin to search for that person, and they will say, Ya Allah, we searched the fire, but we couldn't find that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that person is underneath so-and-so rock. And when they will go and pull him out from there, they will hear him calling out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that this is that name of mine, that when a person calls me by it, I will never turn him away. And that person called me by that name while he was in the punishment of the fire of hell, I call him as well. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. Then Allah says regarding him, وَزَكَى. He was a very pure person, a very clean person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says regarding Yahya alayhi salam, that there is no person who will come to Allah on the Day of Judgment who will be able to say that I have never committed a sin or even thought of a sin in my life. The sin never even crossed my heart. The thought of it never even crossed my mind, prior to prophethood or during prophethood, other than Yahya alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is the only person who can say this when he comes to Allah on the Day of Judgment, that a wrong thought never even crossed my mind. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّا. And he was a conscious person. He was a God-fearing person. There are many stories regarding Yahya alayhi salam. You know, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says that he used to cry so much out of the fear of Allah that there were marks of tears across his cheeks from a very young age. His father Zakariya would not give a lecture if his son was in the gathering because he knew that his son would be frightened and he would spend nights away crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakariya alayhi salam one day found that his son was missing. He went to search for his son. And as he searched for him for days, he finally found him. His son was lying inside a grave. Yahya alayhi salam. And he said to him, son, what are you doing down there? He said, dad, you told me about everything in the world, but you forgot to tell me that between paradise and between the fire of hell, there is a bridge. And the only way to cross that bridge is by flowing tears from the eyes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Zakariya alayhi salam, the narration mentions that Zakariya alayhi salam himself came down into the grave and he said, let's sit together and cry and build our pathway to Jannah. You know, what a father and what a son. Nabi ibn Nabi. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests Yahya alayhi salam in a very unique way. How is he tested? The king, there are two narrations in this regard. I'm just going to quote the more common and more mashhur narration of what happened to Yahya alayhi salam. There was a king, the king of the time, he fell in love with his niece, with his brother's daughter, and he decided to marry her. The girl was happy with marrying her uncle because she knew that if she married him, she would become the queen of the kingdom. And her family members were also happy because they realized that she would reach a very high position. The king was infatuated with her, and everything was kind of in place. The only problem was one of the muftis of the time, Yahya alayhi salam, he refused. He said that marriage is not permissible in Islam. So when this news was given to the king kind of moved back a little bit. But the girl, she was stuck that she wanted to marry the king. So one night she came in this very seductive form with seductive clothes on, with a seductive scent. And she seduced the king and said to the king that I will be yours if you remove the barrier between you and I. And the king said, what is the barrier? She said, bring me the head of Yahya alayhi salam. So then the king sent his soldiers, and Yahya alayhi salam was in salah inside the masjid. And according to the narration that Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, that Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi narrates in his Durul Manthur, that Zakariya alayhi salam was praying, and right next to him was his son Yahya alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Zakariya alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj. And he said to him, is it true that you were there the day your son's head was taken off? And Zakariya alayhi salam said, yes, I was. I was praying salah and he was standing right next to me. And they took his head off and they put it on a tray and they walked away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Zakariya, that how did you deal with it? How did you cope with it? He said, the only way I realized I could cope with that scene was to continue and make my salah even longer. And I continued with my salah and I made it longer. And then what happened was that when they brought him back and the king became very happy, then the king gave order, according to one narration, the king gave order that go and slay his father as well, because he will give the same verdict the son gave. According to another narration, Zakariya alayhi salam's incident was isolated. It was another story altogether. Regardless, when the people began to come towards Zakariya alayhi salam, someone came and informed him that they're coming after you. So Zakariya alayhi salam, he was already an old man, now even older. You know, he prayed for his son, and he saw his son die. His son's life started and ended right in front of his eyes. And Zakariya alayhi salam, when he saw they were coming, he ran. And they were chasing him. And as he ran, he realized that his life was cutting short. And then he turned to a tree and he said to the tree, will you not give shelter to a prophet of Allah? And the tree opened up. And Zakariya alayhi salam entered. And as he was entering, shaitan came and he held a corner of Zakariya alayhi salam's shirt and he pulled it out. So when the tree closed, his shirt was still hanging out. And the people, they came there and they saw the shirt there and they realized that this was a tree that was giving refuge to Zakariya alayhi salam, and they chopped the tree into half. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a narration, the companions were sitting together and they were talking. Someone was talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam, someone was talking about this prophet. The Prophet sat down with them and he said to them, you talk about all these prophets, but what about Shaheed ibn Shaheed? Why don't we talk about the martyr, the son of the martyr, referring to Zakariya alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one narration, and with this I'll end, that Al-Hasan wal-Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Hasan and Husayn will both be the leaders of the youth of paradise. And in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration he continued on, the narration didn't end there, he continued on. And he said, except for two other young men who will also be leaders in paradise, Yahya alayhi salam and his cousin Isa alayhi salam. They both lived a very short life. Scholars, they say that Isa alayhi salam was actually alive at the time when Yahya alayhi salam lost his life and when he became shaheed. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went on Mi'raj, you know, every layer he met a prophet there. So when he came to the third, first one is Adam alayhi salam, second one, he came there, he met both prophets. He met Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. They were both sitting together in Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he greeted them both. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq and ability to learn from these beautiful lessons, to learn from the beautiful example and the true heart, the heartful dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, and let us all learn from the seriousness and from the taqwa, from the purity of Yahya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to live beautiful lives like this. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.